Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. It is Wednesday, November 10th, 2021. We are diving into college football week 11, NFL week 10. I am here, as always, with my esteemed co-host, Uncle Steve. How the heck are we doing tonight, Uncle Steve?
Doing great, Matty. Got deer season on the coming up this weekend, so
getting
all the gear ready.
Gonna go climb a tree and sit up there for 10 hours and see what happens?
No, we walk and stalk mainly.
Oh, all right. I thought you were a little afraid of heights there, so I didn't know how you'd react in a deer stand.
Yeah, me and heights don't get along, and we probably won't be hunting any fishers either, though.
Oh, no. I don't think they make it that far south. I think that's only in my neck of the woods. All right, well, we are in full season form once again. We did a little bit better than previous weeks. Last week, Uncle Steve and I were exactly 43%. You got hot there. A little 4-1 on the podcast. But I helped that out by going 1-4. So evened us out, even though you got on a little bit of a hot streak there. First time in the last 3 weeks that we've been in the 40s. We've hung around in the 30s for 3 weeks. So we're in mid-season form. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at PilePicks, because in addition to the plethora of suck that we provide during this podcast, we give late afternoon picks on Twitter. And once the Busch Lights and Budweiser start to flow in the afternoons on Saturday, we take our picks to a whole different level of awful. In the last 5 weeks, our latte picks, so we call them, are 3-19. They are humming along, man.
I just looked. I haven't hit one in 4 weeks.
Yeah, it's been a while. We went 14 in a row there, and your late night moneymakers, which often come out of there, are, let's see, they missed the last four, hit one in the middle, one out of the last nine, so they're producing as well. Not for you, but
no.
So we usually have a guest picker, but I've been flying city to city and sitting in across from the Alamo Dome in San Antonio right now. Couldn't find anybody that wanted to jump on with short notice. So instead of a guest picker, we're going to take a look back to our very first show of this season, where we gave some over under on win totals in the college ranks. Steve, you had two. You had Alabama and Clemson under 11.5. How'd you do with those?
Week one Clemson hit, and I think about week three or four Alabama hit.
Very good. That was 2-0. Pretty easy tickets to get to the window for sure. I took the Gophers, Minnesota Gophers, over 7. They are currently 6-3, so they need two more wins with 3 to play. They got to go at Iowa this week, at Indiana, and then home against Wisconsin. So they need 2 of those 3. Eek. I don't know. I would hope that they could get the last 2. I don't know about Iowa, but Iowa's been showing they aren't a great team anymore. So
who'd Minnesota lose to last week? Illinois?
Yes, they did.
Okay.
Yeah, I know. Then I had Ole Miss going under 7.5. Ole Miss is sitting at 7 with 3 to play. They play Texas A&M, Vandy, and Mississippi State. Jesus. I feel like my under bet on Joey Saltwater's not going to cash there.
I would assume not. Not with no. Vanderbilt.
Vanderbilt is probably as guaranteed of a win as you're going to get. And then my last college one was Iowa State over 9.5. What was I thinking? They are 6-3, and they have 3 games to play. So that is that math does not add up, does it?
It does not. Not even for you.
So I'm guessing I might go 0-3. but probably go 1-2 in those picks. In the NFL, it's pretty early, but we'll mention one, which is pretty much a lock for you, and that's the Arizona Cardinals. You took over 8, and they are 8-1 with 7 to play.
I would assume they'll hit that.
Yeah, I would think so. And did you take the Bengals over 6.5 as well?
I did. They're sitting at 5, which looked really good 3 weeks ago, but after their last two performances, they might not get there.
I would think they could come up with 2 of their next.
I would hope, yes.
7 games. So, all right. I think that's about it. I mean, the Packers are at 7. I have them over 11. Probably going to get there the way they're playing, as long as the quarterback doesn't pull any more craziness. And the Panthers under 7.5. They won the first 3, but they've dropped 4 or 5, and they're looking like complete garbage. So I don't know. I might stay under 2. So let's get to the picks, Steve. You've got 5 for the week. Where are you going?
5, 4? Maybe 6.
Maybe 6. All right. Well, get to rolling, my brother.
We're going Wyoming-Boise State to start us off here. Boise State's favored 13.5. Over-under's 48 on this one. Boise State's won 3 of 4. Defense has given up 16.5 the last 4 games. Offense scoring 30 in the last 4. Wyoming, on the other hand, has lost 3 of 4. Their defense playing pretty good, though. They're only giving up 10 points per game last 4. This one smells under for me. I'm going under 48.
Under 48. I'm staring at a 48.5, Steve.
Well, we'll take 48.5.
I'm going to give you that hook. All right. Very good. Well, I am going to start out with my Roadrunners. Southern Miss is visiting the Alamo Dome while the wife is at the spa. I'm going to walk across the street and sit and watch a little Roadrunner football. They opened up as a 29-point favorite. This thing jumped out to 33, where it sits right now. Roadrunners are just catching their stride, man. They're ranked 15th in the country, undefeated. The last 3 weeks, they've outscored their opponents 134-39. They've scored at least 44 points in their last 4. Southern Miss is 1-8, including 7 straight losses. And they've only scored 37 points in the last 4 weeks. So UTSA is tied for number 1 in the country against the spread. The only other squad, Steve, your squad, those Orangemen, Syracuse. Syracuse is 8-1, and so are the Roadrunners. And on the flip side of that, Southern Miss is tied for last in the country. They are 1-8 after Missouri covered against my wishes last week. Now they're tied with Southern Miss for being the worst in the country at 1-8. The line move doesn't scare me. Roadrunners are going to start out fast, and they're going to cover 33 easily at home. Where are you going next?
Well, Southern Miss is due then, right?
No way Southern Miss is due. They are not a good football team.
All right. We're going Baylor, Oklahoma. Oklahoma's 5.5. Baylor's 62.5. Baylor's defense giving up 25 the last 4 games. They're coming off the loss to TCU, who had a new coach and a new quarterback last game.
Their defense. Rush the field.
Yes, their defense gave up 470 passing yards to TCU.
Ooh.
Their offense is averaging 36 a game last 4. Oklahoma's coming off a bye week. averaging 49 the last four. Been rolling pretty good since Rattler got benched. Their defense is still suspect. They still give up a lot of points. I'm going over 62.5 on this one.
Overs. All right. I got you down. I am going to go back to one of the teams that I rode the first few weeks of the season. I'm going to enter UConn Huskies back into the Steaming Pile of Picks podcast. I backed them early on with some 40-point spreads, and it didn't work out well for me. They kind of hung around and only got beat by 38 or 36 several times. But we're talking about Clemson. Last year, as Clemson was number four in the college football playoff, they were a 49-point favorite to UConn. They're only eight less this year. Has anyone seen Clemson play? They haven't scored 40 points since week two against South Carolina State. They've only scored in the 30s two times this season. UConn's actually putting up some points. They're averaging 23 points per game. And they're 4-5 against the spread this year, which isn't great, but two of their last three. And what's Clemson against the spread? 2-7 on the season. They should not be favored by more than 40 points by anyone in the country. No, nobody in the country except maybe Missouri. So I'm going to take the Huskies plus 41.
Well, six touchdowns on the good side to start.
Yeah, you start out well ahead of that game for sure.
All right, I'm going Notre Dame and Virginia. 5.5 and 64.5. Notre Dame's won four in a row. Their secondary, not that good. But they're still in the playoff hunt. So I expect them to play pretty well. Offense has been getting better here lately. Virginia's won three out of four. Their offense, pretty good for Virginia's. I remember Virginia back in the day, they always 20, 24, 27 points. It'd be a high scoring game for them. But their defense stinks. They don't like to show up for a game against BYU. The end game over under in the second quarter was 115.
Yeah.
Which, outrageous.
And that's a lot of points.
That, I mean, and it almost hit. I think it ended up at 113, I believe. I'm going Notre Dame minus 5.5 here.
Taking the Irish. All right, on Peacock, I assume.
More than likely.
Still yet to see a Notre Dame game because I refuse to download an app to watch TV. All right, I am going to go Rutgers at Indiana. It's that magical minus 7. It's a 4-5 team against a 2-7 team, and the 2-7 team is favored by 7. They call that a trap. That's what they call that. Mm-hmm. Indiana's won two games this year. They destroyed Idaho. And they squeaked by Western Kentucky. Other than that, they've lost. Like, lost and lost and lost. They're 0-6 in the Big Ten. They did play Maryland kind of close and did hang with Michigan State a little bit, but that's it. Rutgers' offense stinks. They're struggling. They've only scored 30 points the last 3 weeks. But they did show a little bit of sign of coming to life against Big Ten powerhouse Illinois. But we aren't picking winners here. We're picking against the spread. And Indiana is 2-7 against the spread. Rutgers, 5-4. Rutgers is going to go into Indiana on a sleepy Saturday morning. And they are going to cover that 7. And I've got to go the money line. I'm looking at a point, let's see, plus 250 on the money line. So That's where I'm going. Rutgers pulls the upset in Indiana.
Rutgers money line.
Money line Rutgers, yes.
All right.
Yep.
Next one's going to be the late night moneymaker. Not sure what kind of reception I'm going to have. I'm not going to be able to watch much ball this week. So we're going to Utah State and San Jose State. San Jose State's -4.5. And the over-under on this is 57. San Jose State's lost 2 of 4. Squeaked by UNLV. Battled with Nevada last week. So, I don't know if they're starting to come together or not. Defense gives up a lot in the air. And Utah State is pass happy. Utah State's won 4 in a row. Leading the Mountain West, so they're going to want to put the gas pedal on. Offense, 35 game last 4 games. Like what Blake Anderson's doing there. I think he's a great coach. That's a great hire for them. I'm going to Utah State +4.5.
+4.5. Take it in dog.
All right. Rare.
Rare. Yes. You take totals and favorites a lot, but. You don't often choose a dog, are you? You aren't gonna sprinkle on the money line, are you?
Well, I might. I do think they'll win outright, so
yeah,
that might be the play.
There you go. For podcast sake, I'll give you +4.5. So, all right. My last college game is going to be Northwestern at Wisconsin. Wisconsin is a 25-point favorite. Wisconsin started the season 1-3, and everybody just kind of slept on them. But all of a sudden, they've strung together 5 straight wins, including a win against Purdue and Iowa, which I'm not quite sure if those are good teams or not. And they're looking like the Wisconsin that everyone figured they would be last week against Rutgers, just taking it to them 52-3 or something, playing defense, running the ball. Even Mertz looked like they were going to give him the Heisman again, maybe. Northwestern, not good, averaging 12 points per game the last 5 games. Wisconsin's averaged 30 in their 5-game win streak. Vegas has this number about right at 25, I think. But one factor, and we've talked about it on this podcast before, Pat Fitzgerald against the spread on the road in the last 10 years. No Big Ten team is above 60% against the spread away from their home field except for Pat Fitzgerald. 64% against the spread away from Evanston. I think they muddy this up somehow and cover +25 at Wisconsin.
Maybe Fitzgerald has to start mowing the grass in Evanston. Yeah,
it's true.
Instead of playing in CRP field.
Yeah, he does that as a home field advantage, but then he performs better away. So maybe that is absolutely true. So we shall see. It's not a good team, and I don't like betting bad teams. But Pat Fitzgerald doesn't like Evanston for some reason. So we shall see what happens in Madtown.
Yes. All right. We're going to go to the NFL. We're going to go Arizona against Carolina. This game is going to get my win total ticket cashed.
Wow. Okay.
Arizona's fighting for the division still. I think they're tied, maybe one up, something like that. Rolled right along without Kyler Murray last week.
Colt McCoy, man.
James Conner did a great job.
In fantasy as well.
Just thought I'd let you know on that.
Yes, I'm fully aware of what he did to me.
Carolina, Sam Darnold not playing this week.
That may not be a bad thing.
Right. McCaffrey is a... back, so I think one of Carolina's problems was not having McCaffrey, teams didn't have to load up on the run. So with him back, it should open things up a little bit. I don't even know who their backup quarterback is.
The XFL guy.
Oh, yeah. Yes. But they're fighting for that top five pick in the draft. I'm going over the total on this, though. I think they open up, they score a little bit, and Arizona's going to score a lot. So we'll go over 44 on this.
Over 44. I hope that is the case. All right. I'm going to go to the NFL as well, and I'm going Ravens, 7.5-point favorite at Miami. Once again, you got a 6-2 team against a 2-7 team, and the 2-7 team's starting quarterback is likely out, and it's only a 7.5-point spread. That's something that makes me go, about this thing. It's not the trap 7, so I'm not going to go crazy here. I looked up, and both teams absolutely stink against the spread. Baltimore's 3-5, Miami's 3-6. But a very interesting stat, in Harbaugh's career at the Ravens, he's faced the Dolphins 9 times. Do you know what he is against the spread, against the Dolphins in those 9 games?
No idea.
9-0. He's never not covered the spread against Miami. Miami's 17th against the run, 30th against the pass. Lamar's playing well. Ravens are just going to steamroll the Dolphins and move Harbaugh to 10-0 against the spread.
Huh.
Yeah, interesting stuff.
Yeah. I'm going to go one more here. I was just looking through, and this line jumped out at me. It's the Rams and Niners. Rams are favored by 4. Coming off a loss last week where they didn't look good at all. Stafford was playing like Carson Wentz, throwing passes to the other team on the 2-yard line. But the Niners, they're a mess. Garoppolo's not very good. The receivers are good, but their secondary is horrendous, I think.
Yeah.
So I'm going Rams minus 4 on this one.
Rams minus 4. I got you down. All right, Steve. I don't have another game, but I'm sure on Saturday afternoon, sitting in the Alamo Dome, I will tweet some, as I may have to do it solo because it doesn't sound like you'll have much reception to give me any latte picks.
There's not a whole lot of reception near Barniston, Nebraska.
As a former Nebraskan, I don't even know where that is. So that scares me a little bit. Keep your head on a swivel is all I got to say.
Yes, sir.
All right, my man. As always, as they say in the investment world, past performance is not always a guarantee of future results. But in the real world, when you step in it, if it looks like it and it smells like it, it's probably it. Good night.